T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We continue. John Pence, who we've spoken to before, is the nephew of the vice president and active advisor to the campaign. And he's not just sitting in D.C., you know, working the phones. It sounds like he's on the ground doing some of the grunt work and shaking hands with people and making things happen. John Pence is with us this morning. You're coming to Richmond this weekend, John?
Yes, sir. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
We're all following the president's lead.
Okay.
He's holding that peaceful protest tonight.
What do you think? What do you think of the governor and his health officials? I don't know that. Maybe I'm going too far saying they're trying to shut it down. The president's rally shut it down because of COVID fears. But they've certainly tried to put the pressure on officials at the airport and the private owner of the hangar where this is going to happen, you know, basically saying, hey, you're breaking the law here. You're breaking the governor's mandates. What's your reaction to that? Seems,
you know,
heavy-handed.
I think it's more of the same that we're seeing in places like Nevada, states controlled by Democrat governors that want to try any which way to get in the way, to obstruct and resist this president and really this movement of we the people. That are committed to put our country first and show that we love America. We know that this is a land of heroes, and you know we're the land of opportunity, and that's worth fighting for. And you know, yeah, we only have 39 days to do it now.
Yeah, and I didn't hear him being so heavy-handed when it came to the announced plans of the protesters to arrive at the Lee Monument or to march down Monument Avenue here in Richmond or up in Fredericksburg when they were protesting. I mean, maybe that's why I'm so offended by this.
There's a freedom of expression in our country, and I'd submit to you all that our Constitution is essential. And, you know, we have a democracy that we all can participate in if we so choose, and the right to vote is a sacred right.
Now we are
making sure that we protect the vote and that we get out and vote. And we can win Virginia, John. That's why the president's coming to the state. That's why I'll be in Fluvanna and in Amelia tomorrow with some great candidates for Congress, Bob Good and Nick Freitas. And, you know, we're just going to continue doing the hard work of campaigning and as the volunteers across the Commonwealth are doing to ensure that this president's reelected for 4 more years.
Yeah, it's great. Now, tell me about the events that you've got planned. You say Fluvanna and Richmond, but what exactly is happening? And if somebody is interested in meeting you or finding out more about the campaign, I mean, you know, it's weird because we focus so much on politics year-round on this program. I am reminded when I talk to some of my friends who have regular lives that are probably a lot more happy than mine on a daily basis, this is when they start paying attention to the campaign. They don't have time for it up until now. So what do you got planned?
Sure. Well, tomorrow I'll be in Amelia around 1:45 outside the courthouse for a Get Out the Vote event with a great candidate for Congress and a veteran, Nick Freitas. This is an area right outside the courthouse that folks can go and vote right now in. Mm. And then after that, I'll be at the Laziest Ranch, Lazy S Ranch, in Fluvanna, around 4:30 for a Second Amendment picnic with Bob Good running for Congress, and there will be music out there. John Rich is going to play some songs and do a little concert outside. So it should be a fun event.
Well, that's great. Well, we're always happy to have you here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And will you be at the event with the president tonight also at the airport in Williamsburg?
I will be working up here in Roslyn, but I can
gotcha.
Assure you that's going to be a great great peaceful protest.
yeah, you know, gotta use the right terminology.
and John, the if you think about it too, this president he's not slowing down. You know, he's with the American people all day today. He's in this morning down in Miami at a roundtable with Latino and Hispanic leaders. He'll then go over up to Atlanta, meet with leaders from the Black community, talking about why this president, his economic agenda, his pro-America, pro-growth, pro-jobs agenda needs 4 more years for every American. And then, you know, he'll go up to Washington, and then he'll head over late at night to Newport News around 9 p.m. for the rally. And it kind of reminds me, John, of, you know, the near the end days of 2016, where you saw these last-minute rallies.
Right.
Now peaceful protests being added to the calendar. And it's just an indication, like the president added a late-night rally in Michigan days before the election. A couple rallies in Minnesota, that we really do at the campaign see the Commonwealth of Virginia in play, and that's why we're going to continue mobilizing the folks of Virginia, this growing Republican Party, and asking them to do their part as well with all of us to get out and vote.
Yeah, this far out to be within 5 points, which is what I think 2 polls showed yesterday, the president trailing Biden within 5 points, so you do the margin of error, and it seems like it may be a lot tighter than people predicted. That's interesting to observe. You know, everybody had talked about how Virginia had gone solid blue. I'm not sure that that's true, especially with the behavior of a lot of Democrat voters and rioters over the summer. I think some of these suburban people may not like that, and they recognize that that's a threat to their peace and survival.
Right.
Now, compare that with the Biden campaign. What are they doing? I heard they put a lid on their campaign at like 9:30 in the morning yesterday.
Joe Biden called it early at 9:30, mm-hmm. put a lid on the campaign. You know, the basement strategy is mm-hmm. sort of their playbook. But I'd submit to you, you know, the American people want a real president, not a virtual president. And we expect our candidates to do the hard work of campaigning. That's why we're knocking doors. When I say we the people, volunteers over across this country, we're knocking over 1 million doors a week and making, you know, even more millions of phone calls every week to make sure we get out and vote. And I want to thank all the volunteers in Virginia, you know, over 6,000 folks working every day across the Commonwealth to knock doors, make phone calls, register voters. And voter registration for Republicans is outpacing Democrats in the Commonwealth. And we see that in Florida. We see that in Iowa. We see that in Pennsylvania. You know, that's a real metric of enthusiasm, and I think it just all goes back to this president, his commitment to fight for our freedoms and to put our country first.
Really, 2 distinct types of campaigns, 2 distinct messages, and the practical realities of what both candidates offer for the future of the country. It's never been more clear to me the difference between the parties. So, you know, we'll let people vote. Yeah. John Pence is a senior advisor to the Trump campaign. And, of course, you recognize the last name, Pence. He's also the vice president's nephew. But it sounds like you're putting in the real work. John, I really appreciate you coming on today, and I look forward to seeing you around the Commonwealth as we head closer and closer to Election Day. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.